My name is Anne Kihage. I come from Kenya. I work for a project that rehabilitates young street girls in Nairobi.
My name is Anne Mudhoni. I come from Kenya, Nairobi, and I work with women who are in extreme difficulties in Mukuru slums.
I'm Gabriel Monene. I work for Mukuru Sports Association, whereby we deal with street children and street youth.
My name is Innocent Maloba. I'm a project officer at the DKA Support Office in Nairobi. The DKA Support Office is an office which works with the projects in slums and projects which are working to alleviate the poverty in the slums and other disadvantaged areas.
So we all participate on projects helping children from street. Why did you decide to dedicate your life, especially to this work?
I think it's a call that we come and support one another. There are those people in problems who need our support. They are in difficult circumstances. We are professionals in this work. So it's our joy, it's my joy, when I get into it and help other people be happy and be able to handle some of the difficulties that they're experiencing in life.
You personally work in a centre which helps young girls from street. Can you describe the activities of this centre?
Yeah. Rescue Dada Centre, we go for street work. We visit the girls who are displaced, who have no families, who are rejected, who are experiencing problems and they have no home. Others have babies at their tender age in the streets. And we take them to the rehabilitation center where they are taken through life skills training, reintroduced to education. They are given medical attention and they are given parental care, guidance and counseling. And then they are reunited with their families later. And they are taken to formal system of education or they are given vocational skills or professional training. And they are taken back into the system where they live and lead a normal life like any other person in the society. So we give them a second chance.
When was founded the center?
The center is a project of Catholic Archdiocese of Nairobi, and it was founded in 1982 by a German lady. When she came to Germany, to Kenya from Germany as a tourist, and she saw the problem of the children who are living in the streets. And she was very interested to know more. Why are these young girls lapping the babies on their back and they are begging on the streets, asking for money? So she needed to understand more. And that is when she came to Kenya and she understood that they are displaced girls with no families. All their families are drunkards and they come from the slums, very poor areas where the shelters are quite overcrowded and they needed an opportunity. So she started a feeding program for them, but later she realized feeding program was not enough. They needed to be given a second opportunity like education, guidance and counseling, medical care, to be given an opportunity to be children again, you know, to experience their childhood. That is why she started the program, and later other people joined her. And the Catholic Archdiocese of Nairobi took up the program where I'm working as the project manager.
How many girls are helped now presently in your centre?
We have different sections. The ones under rehabilitation at the moment, we have 54 girls. There are those undertaking who have gone through rehabilitation. They have been taken to primary schools. We have 600 of them. There are those who are undertaking vocational courses. At the moment, we have 120 in two centres, one at Rescue Dada Centre and 78 in another rehabilitation centre. And there are those who are in colleges, like undertaking different vocational training, like becoming nurses, to become physiotherapists. You know, we have 14 of them, so there are many programmes. And those undertaking below 18 years of age, they are the ones we have 54 who are undergoing through a rehabilitation process so that they can be eventually be enrolled in a formal school.
What do you feel if you look into the eyes of a girl who absolutely changed her life, even in your center or with the help of your center?
I feel great. It's fulfilling. It's not easy work to make them get to the point. But when I look at their eyes, I see the smile, I see the joy restored back. It gives me a lot of satisfaction, yeah, and a lot of joy. And this is why we need to call many other people to join us so that we can be able to put more smiles on the faces of the suffering ones. It's my joy.
Gabriel, you are a project manager of association named MUSA,
yeah.
M-U-S-A. Can you describe us what MUSA is?
Okay, MUSA stands for Mkuru Sports Association. The word Mkuru means valley, and it's in the capital city of Kenya, which is Nairobi. So the work of MUSA is to visit street children and street youth who are in the streets. There are many reasons which make them end up into the street. Some of them is maybe they are orphans, maybe the situation at home is quarrelsome. They cannot tolerate the kind of life in their families. Maybe it's because of alcoholism. And the other problems is maybe they are single parents, or maybe their parents are not able to provide them with basic necessities. Yeah. So we do go to the streets, talk with them, whereby we have group counseling sessions with them. The reasons why we have this is just to create awareness and inform them that there is a better kind of life from which you are living in. You know, the most important thing is that are they willing, because it's hard to force them to change if they don't want to. Well, apart from just having group counseling sessions with them, we provide them with medical assistance. Sometimes we offer them food, clothing, and also we visit them in case they've been caught, whereby we still show them that, you know, we are with you even if you are caught, and we are still waiting for you to come. Then after that, in case one of them, because not all of them may will to change at once, so they are always invited to the office to come, whereby they come and decide, you know, at this time I really want to do something about my life, and that's the willingness that I'm talking about. So after that, they are taken to another step, whereby I call it the halfway house. You know, in the halfway house, they do stay there for 6 months, whereby they undergo the 12-week program and also the 12 steps of Alcoholic Anonymous and Narcotic Anonymous. Apart from that, they do have therapeutic activities like gardening, goat trailing, community outreach program. And inside the halfway house, they are provided with these things that they couldn't get in the streets, things like proper bendings, medical assistance, food, direction, and so on. Well, the reason why we decided to have this halfway house is that it was very hard for us to assist them in the streets, because maybe they didn't sleep well, they are angry, or they were being harassed the previous night by the policemen or the public. So when you try to come and talk to them, some of them are sleeping, others are still high on drugs. That's why we decided to have this halfway house.
You understand the situation of these young boys, because years ago you were one of them.
Yeah.
So is it difficult to gain the confidence of these street boys living in the street, that are living in the street, getting about aimlessly all day long? Is it difficult?
Well, I can say on my side it's not difficult, because they know that, well, I was one of them, and they really admire what I did with my life, because right now I'm just like a role model to them. You know, the other thing is that I feel that, you know, they are still my brothers and sister, and I know how it feels to be down there. So that's why I decided that, you know, I really need to do something about them, because it's not only about me, it's even them, because together we can create better kind of life, you know.
Do you speak, do you talk with them also about God?
Yeah, well, I can say, well, even in the Bible it's written, you know, God will help you if you are willing to do something about the kind of situation you are. You know, for example, I always tell them, you know, if maybe you have a problem of alcoholism and you'd like to quit out of alcoholism, you know, maybe I ask for a bottle of wine and then I pray very hard, you know, God, help me not to drink, and then I just pick the bottle up. What do I accept? Do I accept an angel to come and knock down the bottle of wine? No, I should also be willing not to pick it so that God will give me the courage, you know, to say no to those drinking friends. Yeah.
You also pray together in your center.
Yeah, I can say it's an holistic kind of approach whereby we teach them spirituality, how to accept the past and how to have the courage to face the future, and also to take it one day at a time.